ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलि भ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीं। नमो नमः। वेलकम। टुडे इज वन मोर ऑफ दोज यूनिक क्लासेस वेयर वील बी लुकिंग एट डिक्शनरी। सो यूजुअली इट लुक्स लाइक वी विल बी एबल टू रैप इट अप विद इन अ फ्यू मिनट्स, बट देन वंस यू स्टार्ट ड्वेलिंग इनटू द डिटेल्स एंड क्वेश्चंस कम अप, we will see how it goes. I'm going to keep it very open-ended, okay? The suggestion is that you try out a few things while the class is going on. If you have already done, as I recommended you yesterday, to download the dictionary. I do not have a Windows computer at my disposal at this point of time, but I'm sure some of our friends have Windows computers also online, as well as in the ashram. Okay, if one of you who has a Windows computer and has been able to successfully set it up, I would appreciate if at all you would connect. That way, if at all it's required, we will sort of display using your laptop. There are multiple dictionaries, and there are dictionaries available. There is actually a dictionary app that is available on a Mac, something like this. It's called Dictionary. If at all you are using an iPhone or an iPad, right, then there also there is a dictionary available, and the name of that app is Dictionary Universal App. $6. It's really worth it if at all you have an iPhone. If you do not have an iPhone or an iPad, and if you happen to have a Android phone, I'm assuming these are the two prime phones. I have not looked at the Windows phone as such, but if you happen to have an Android phone, then on the Android phone you could use the Golden Dictionary. I have not tried or even looked at the Golden Dictionary app on an iPhone or an iPad. Okay. On an iPhone and iPad, I have used this Dictionary Universal app and it works very well. Now, so the idea is that you need to download an app. So I repeat, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you download this Dictionary Universal app. If you have a Mac PC, let's say if you have a PC, PC is a personal computer, which is Windows. If you have a Windows or if you have Android, then Golden Dictionary is your wonderful option that you have. If you have a Mac, then you have two options. You could either use the native dictionary app that is available with Mac, or you could use Golden Dictionary itself. Okay, so let's assume that somehow you have figured out how to install Golden Dictionary. In the link that I sent last time, I've given the link to Golden Dictionary. Even if you have not done it now, let's say this recording that I'm giving you, pay attention to it. And then later on also, you could still go and download the dictionary. Where do you download the dictionary from? Okay, so you go to the Hitopadesha website, that is AVG Sanskrit, the tiny URL. A tiny URL link that I've given.
Kulkarni, are you sharing your screen?
We can't.
Oh, maybe I'm not. One second. Let me share my screen. Thank you. Okay. So I was typing all those messages to Sardeva. Probably none of those messages also came in because I was not sharing the screen. Okay. Are you able to see the screen now?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and let me start the chat. Okay, wonderful. So if you go to the coming back, if you go to the readme.pdf, then in that readme.pdf there are two links. One is the link, go down below, and the dictionary for Sanskrit, right? There are two links. One is the link to the Golden Dict itself, and the other is a link to the arshadrishti.org Sanskrit tools. So this Golden Dict dictionary is something that you have to download. Now you have, if you download this, right? If you download this, it's a, there's a Windows installer only. However, there's a Golden Dict for Mac also. And it doesn't show up here. So if you want to download the Golden Dict for Mac, just Google for Golden Dict for Mac. Golden Dict for Mac. I think there is a SourceForge website which has a Golden Dict for Mac, Mac OS. It's on GitHub. You can download this. Okay, once you download this, it is an installer, and that will install it. Once you install it, you need to copy it to your application like any other application. If it's a Windows, it is an MSI. So it will install as an MSI, and the Golden Dict will come up. Okay, so Golden Dict, when it's installed on a Mac, it will get installed on an application. Somewhere here, you will see Golden Dict. When you right click and say open, it will open it. And once you open it, it will disappear and it will come up here. You see this icon, the Golden Dict icon. On a Windows also, I've seen a similar thing where it hides and then you need to start it again. Or if it doesn't hide, you somehow have to come to this interface of Golden Dict. Let me show you the interface of Golden Dict. This is the interface of Golden Dict. Okay. This is the main interface of Golden Dict. It looks like this. Now, this Golden Dict interface that is there, let's put a pause on this. First, what you do is that you go to the website. Now, I may be juggling between the lot of windows. Okay. So just bear with me. And I will slow down also a little bit so that you get the gist of what I'm trying to communicate. So as I said, in the readme.pdf, there are two links. One is a link to the Golden Dict application itself for Windows. For Mac, you can search for the Golden Dict application and download the application. So this is an app that you will download. You have a similar app on Android also. You can download the same app on Android. Having done that, let's say if you go to this link, the second link that is available here is Arshadrishti Sanskrit Tools. In that Sanskrit Tools website, if you go here, there you have dictionaries, declensions and conjugations, grammar, Devanagari input and more. Go to dictionaries. Once you go to dictionaries, this is for iOS. This is for native Mac OS. You can skip these two. Unless you want to do native Mac OS, which I don't do that. What you want to do is you want to go to this section, which says for OS X, Mac or Windows or Android, Golden Dictionary. Once you do this, it has a dictionary, download dictionary.zip from Arshadrishti. What you do is you click on this link. I am sure that you must have done this by now. And you get into this Google Drive. In Google Drive, you have individual dictionaries if you're working for, right? You have Apte, you have a grammar dictionary, you have Monier Williams, MW. You have a set of other dictionaries which are not categorized like that. There's a Panini dictionary, which contains all the Panini sutras and other dictionaries for Panini sutras. There's a Sanskrit dictionary, which is, these are basic collections. All these dictionaries have been floating around in a lot of different places in different websites for a long time, right? I use Arshadrishti. Thanks to Swamiji, what he's done is that he's collected all of them together into all dictionaries.zip. What I would do is that I would just skip all of this and download only all dictionaries.zip. Okay. So what you could do is you could download that file, which says all dictionaries.zip. Once you download all dictionaries.zip, you need to extract it. You need to extract it. Once you extract the all dictionaries.zip in a folder, you will see something like this: Apte, grammar, MW, other, Panini, Sanskrit. These are the same list of dictionaries There's the same list of dictionaries. One second, okay. If you look up this list of dictionaries and the dictionaries here, Apte Grammar, Monier Williams, Other, Panini, Sanskrit, Sanskrit. Apte Grammar, Monier Williams, Others, Panini, Sanskrit, Sanskrit, right? They're all part of the all dictionaries. So you'll get these folders. Each of these folders has got multiple dictionaries in them. Grammar has got multiple dictionaries. MW has got multiple dictionaries. Other has got multiple dictionaries. A lot of dictionaries in Other. Okay. Panini has a bunch of dictionaries. And Sanskrit, Sanskrit this definitely has a lot of other dictionaries. Now, which dictionaries to use, what to use, what are the aspects of each dictionary is what I'm going to give you an idea right now. So once you say you have installed other dictionaries in a folder, okay, as I showed you earlier, I have installed all these dictionaries in a dictionaries folder. You see this dictionaries folder, I have installed all of the dictionaries here, unzipped here. This is the same thing that you will do in a Windows system also. You will unzip them all in a folder. For some of you, these instructions are obvious. For some of you, you may find it difficult. Please give it a try. Or show these instructions to somebody who knows computers near you and they'll be able to help you. Having said that, and having looked at all these dictionaries, these are all the dictionary folders. Apte, Grammar. Now what do we do the next? Okay, so on a Mac or a PC, you start your application. You start your application and you go to the folder, and one of the folder here says edit dictionaries. Sometimes this may not be in edit. It may be in something called preferences dictionaries. Okay. I would like to usually go to edit dictionaries and go into dictionaries. When you go into these dictionaries, you will see a tabbed sources, dictionaries and groups. Sources, dictionaries and groups. And your sources will be empty. If you have something here, you can click here and say remove. Otherwise, let's assume that this was not here. You would click on add and it will ask you for a folder. What you do is the parent dictionaries folder that you had. The parent's dictionaries folder that you had, where you had extracted all your dictionaries. This folder, right? You say open this folder, both for Windows as well as for Mac. You can open this folder and you say open, and it will add a folder like this. Only one should be there. You don't need two of them. I'm going to remove this second one, which I just added. Okay. So now you have this folder that you have added here. You click on this small notch here, which says recursive. You want to scan this recursive and say scan now or rescan now. You click on scan now. Okay. You say recursive and say click on scan now. Once you do that, it will go through all the folders and scan all the dictionaries. Then you can go into this dictionaries tab here, and that will list out all the dictionaries for you. There are about 43 dictionaries which are active and 6 dictionaries which are inactive in my case. But in your case, you could have more than 43 dictionaries which could be active. So let's see how many you have, right? So about 49-50 dictionaries you will have, and let's say all of them are available. Now, some of the dictionaries that are there are two types of dictionaries here. Dictionaries could be Sanskrit, Sanskrit or Sanskrit, English. You see that? The dictionary could be Sanskrit, Sanskrit, or the dictionary could be Sanskrit, English. Okay. I'm going to give you an idea about this first. Get this point? Everybody okay with this? Any questions here up till now? Some of our friends in ashram, if you don't have a computer today, and then later on, you can always go back and just mark today's date. You can go back to the recording. And once you have access to a computer, you can open it.
I can see the steps that you're doing, but I'm not able to follow most of the stuff because of not being computer literate. I have a PC. I'm trying to see where to install it. Because I understand that all these other ones are there, all the dictionaries are there. That's all fine. I'm getting in the first step as Do I put the golden dict, you know, the once I download it, should I put it on the same folder as anything else? I just want to be able to follow through.
Yeah, you can put it, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you can put it in any folder, right?
Okay.
You can put it in any folder, that's fine. It doesn't matter where you put it. Just remember the folder name that you have put it in. Put it in documents, put it in any folder that you have, it does not matter.
I see.
Just remember where you put it, because when you go to sources and say you add sources, you just need to tell where the folder is.
You're talking about the folder for the dictionary, right? Yeah, that's fine. I'm talking about the golden dict, the app itself.
That also doesn't matter. You just let it, put it wherever it's downloaded and double click on it and install it.
Install it, okay.
So that level of detail I may not be able to cover in this class, especially when I don't have a PC here.
I see, okay.
Okay. Okay, but at least understand the steps, because the steps will be identical after that. Or next week when I'm coming to the ashram, you can show me your computer if you're still having problems. Okay? Okay. So I'm assuming.
So once again, I'm sorry, just I had muted, unfortunately. So of this, there is actually on the golden dict, you may have said it, but I'm apologies. At the time, I was trying to figure this out. There's a 32-bit Windows installer, that 32-bit Windows ENRU installer. That's the Russian or something, or I want the basic 32-bit Windows installer.
You just need 1 second. Okay, let me check that.
Kalpesh, I got the installer from the Windows Store. Windows 10 has a store, and they have an installer for Golden Dict there. It's not 32-bit; it's 64-bit. I didn't want to put it on my PC, so I got the 64.
Why don't we do this, Sarah? You are connected, Sarah, right? Or Saroja? Who is I?
I'm connected through my PC if you need it.
But who is I? Is it Sarah or Saroja?
It's Sarah. Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, it's Saroja here. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So can you share your screen?
Yeah, but I think you have to give me permission to do that.
Is it okay?
You have to give me permission.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me make you the host. Okay. I need to make you the host.
Right.
Then you share the screen, and after that you need to make me the host back again. Okay.
Right.
You can share multiple sharing.
Not in this account. So Sarah is showing her screen. Okay, and what she's saying is that this is Windows 10. It's a 64-bit application that's available from Windows itself. So can you show us, how did you download that?
Yeah, I went to, hold on. Yeah, I went to the Windows Store. Windows Apps.
Okay.
That's where it is. And then you just type in. So, it did some weird things, but.
Yeah. It needs some additional software to be downloaded, I believe.
It downloaded fine, and it installed fine, and I loaded the dictionary easily. So I think it will work fine. Just as it is,
wonderful.
It is. See? Yeah, it's easy.
Yes, Golden Dict, and you said get, right? It's a free version, so you've done a get.
Right. Hmm?
That's wonderful. Why don't we do this, okay? Is it okay where you can start the dictionary for me? Start the dictionary app for me.
Hold on.
Where everybody else, I think there are majority of Windows computers. Then after some time, we'll switch back to Mac. So now she's starting the dictionary app, right? Can you show us the folder where you downloaded all the dictionaries?
Okay, the folder. It was just it doesn't matter where you, I just put it in one of the, I don't remember which folder it was in, but it can go into any folder. It'll search wherever you ask it to, just like on the Mac. Yeah, and there it is right there. That's it.
Okay. That's wonderful. Okay. Now, can you go to edit?
Yeah.
Edit. edit on the top. Right. Just click there on edit.
Uh-huh.
And say dictionaries.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is where you have stored all your folders. Basically, right. On your download, all dictionaries is where you have extracted.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Users check downloads all dictionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think you can stop sharing and you can give me to share.
Hold on a minute. wait a minute. Oh, there it is. Okay. I stopped sharing. It's back to
and
you.
Can you make?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
No, I think I have to make.
Okay. Wonderful. That's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I think I have to make you the
host.
Are you the host? Because if I stop share, then you should become the host, right?
Sarah, just hold up, okay? I think there's a lag between what you say and what I'm saying, okay? Now, go to the list of users that you see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you see
okay,
participants?
Right. I remember
you
now
see participants? Okay.
Okay.
Go to participants, yeah. And you will see my name. And there you can click on more.
I just did it there.
Okay, so now I'm the host again. Thank you so much.
Sure.
So as everybody said, right, everybody saw that you could, if you're a Windows system, so TKG, you know, Srinivasji, if you're a Windows system, you don't need to go to the Golden Dict and 32-bit installer. If it's Windows 10, you could just go to Windows Store and download it from Windows Store.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. So having said that, looks like I looked at the interface, and the interface there as well as in Windows and here is identical. So when you go into sources, in this case, sources, 1 second, what happened? Edit, dictionaries. So when you go to the sources, there you are seeing the path as C:, right? C:/users, whatever, and documents. In documents, you had all dictionaries was extracted. Similarly, I have it extracted in this folder. So whichever folder you extracted, it doesn't matter. You just remember where you're extracting it. And then you provide that folder here. You can do an add and you can specify which folder you are extracting it from. Okay. I just say Sanskrit dictionaries. Dictionaries is the folder. Having done that, you need to scan. Once you add the folder, you'd say recursive. You click on recursive and scan. Once you scan, this dictionaries, which will be 0 dictionaries or 1 or 2 dictionaries earlier, will get populated with all the dictionaries that it found. So these are all the dictionaries that it finds. Okay. Now, you might ask, do I need all these dictionaries? Well, the more the merrier. Okay. Because each dictionary, they provide a different function. And I'll tell you how to group these dictionaries. I create groups of dictionaries. Okay. I have a Panini group. I have a Gram group. I have a Sanskrit group. So that is what the dictionary is. Okay. Now, before we go further, let's go back to the website. The Arshadrishti. 1 second. Let me go to the website. Arshadrishti.org/Sanskrit-tools. I will show you. Give me a second, I'll share the screen with you. In this website, in the dictionaries, right, what I would like to show you is that look at this, right? It gives you some idea about what the dictionaries are. So, APTE, there are 3 dictionaries. One is APTE BI. Which is allows for Sanskrit to English and English to Sanskrit lookups. You could do lookups both directional, bi-directional. Okay. APTE Pratipadikam SA. This will allow you, SA is a Sanskrit. Dash SA means it's a Sanskrit. This allows you to search using the undeclined forms. Okay. So let's say you have Bhagavan. So in this case, you'll be able to search using Bhagavat. Not Bhagavan. Okay. So that is the meaning of Pratipadikam. It allows you to search based on Pratipadikam. APTE SA allows you to search in Devanagari. So once you're starting to use a dictionary, okay, you can search here using like this, Rama, R-A-A-M-A, Rama. And you will find some dictionaries. The Apte bidirectional has found something. This says Rama. This is a bidirectional dictionary, right? You can also, on a Windows, you could use your software, right? The one that we had, Baraha. Or on a Mac, you could use Devanagari and say Rama. And again, it will be able to find those, right? So Rama finds it in Apte Sanskrit dictionary, whereas Rama finds it in Apte Pratipadikam, Apte Sanskrit, and Apte bidirectional dictionary. You see that? Okay, so this Apte Sanskrit dictionary understands this notation or also understands this notation. Okay, so once you see a word, let's say you said Rama, then you want to go into different dictionaries. You can say, okay, Apte Sanskrit, declension. What are the declensions for the Apte declensions? In declensions, there are two types of declensions. Okay. One type of declension is Sanskrit to Sanskrit. Okay, that means you searched in Sanskrit, Rama, and your declension is also in the same way. Ramaha, Ramo, Ramaha, Rama, Hey Rama, Hey Ramo, Hey Ramaha, Ramam, Ramo, Raman. This is in Devanagari. But if you go here, you have the declensions which are in Roman transliteration. Okay, so you have this transliteration format. So that is the meaning of this Sanskrit English dictionary. Okay, this English doesn't mean it's English. It means that the content is in transliteration. It's only for the declension directory, dictionary. Okay. Now let us. You got the idea. So you do type here something like Rama, R A M A. If you do, you'll get Rama. Rama is something different. You want Rama. So you type R A M A. Okay, so you got this. Look at this. There are two types of here. Rama, and there's Rama also. You could do this, but this is actually a Buddhist dictionary that I have, so don't worry about it. Okay, but if you look at this one, this is how we found out, right? Apte Rama. You got Rama, but what we wanted was Rama. So then what you do is Rama is R A A M A, Rama. Okay, so you'll be confused earlier, you know. How do I know if it is I'm typing the right thing? So go further in this instructions down below, and it gives the usage notes. Okay, input with diacritical mark is not accepted. So there are no diacritical marks. Long vowels are doubled. So A is A, E is II, U is UU. Okay, Dirga, but short is fine. And if at all you have Ksha, it is X. If you have Nya, it is GY or JM, right? Or if you have Ta, it is T. If it is Ta, also T. Da and Da, both of them are D. Okay, so the dictionary generalizes. This is for search. How do I search, right? Okay, how do I search? So the idea is that, let's say you want to search for Jnanam. So how do you search for Jnanam? Okay. So Jnanam, no, that doesn't work. Jnanam, okay, so you get Jnana. That's how you got Jnana. You follow? But it did not search Monier, this one. Okay, then type in the thing, Jnana. Okay, this is not what we want. That's why I prefer to go to Devanagari. There you go. So you got all the Devanagari. Okay. Now, since I use mostly Devanagari, I do not search at all with English transliteration here. But if you want, you can use English translation. But remember, Ksha is X. Nya is GY, Ta and Ta is T, all the nasals are N. Okay, doesn't matter which nasal it is, all the nasals are N. Sha and Sha are both SH. Okay, so then it gives you some idea about this. Okay. And if you want external links, you can do those. I don't use those external links, but if you want, you can do those. So that way you can search through all your dictionaries. And let's say you got a word, right? Rama. Again, I'm going to give Hari. Hari. So Hari, I got it in Pratipadikam. So Pratipadikam Hari is given, right? In Apte Sanskrit also Hari is available. Okay. Then I have this declension. Harihi, Hari, Harayaha. But this is Napumsakalinga. You want to look at Puman, masculine. Harihi, Hari, Harayaha. Neuter will be Hari, Harini, Harini. Right? So that will be your neuter form. This is declension. This is English, Sanskrit English dictionary declension, as I mentioned earlier, where they use transliteration instead of Devanagari here. Then this is Monier Williams, which is a wonderful dictionary. So you'll find that this Monier Williams and Apte is our wonderful dictionaries, right? Sometimes Apte will not cover which Monier Williams will cover. And sometimes what Monier Williams doesn't cover, Apte will cover. Okay, this is Monier Williams. Then this Purana Index. Okay, now you may or may not want this. Because Purana Index, where all in the Puranas, which Purana a particular word has been seen, right? Okay, is available. Or Purana, the meaning that are there in Purana, those type of meanings that I have not used the dictionary at all. Okay, there's another dictionary called Shabda Sagara. This will also list you the various meanings, one by one, of the word Hari. So Hari means green, tawny, yellow, Vishnu, Yama, air, Indra, moon, sun, lion, horse, parrot, ape, snake, frog, Shiva, name of Brahma. Also is Hari, right? So all of these meanings of Hari are there. I like this one. This is Amara ontological. I don't know what is ontological, but this is Amara. Amara is Amarakosha. Okay. So why don't I give you an idea about what all dictionaries are there, and then you can, what you can do is that you go back to your edit dictionaries, right? And in the dictionaries, whichever you want, you can put it here. For example, Sanskrit English, right, which I just showed you earlier, I don't need it. So I'm just going to drag it and put it into inactive list. Sanskrit English, I don't need it. So I'm going to drag it and put it into inactive list. So only the active list will show up. It'll search only in the active list. Okay. So these are the active lists that I have, right? It's a huge list. Let me cut paste for you what is this list looking like, which can also, by the way, take a what do you call it? Once you go back and look at the video recording, you can see it there. Let me give you this list. This is my first list. Again, this is my list, okay? It doesn't have to be your list. Then, this is the second list. Usually, you will look through only one or two dictionaries. Why do you need so many of these dictionaries, right? I'll tell you further. One second. Let me just add the second dictionary on second list also. The same list, but the second part of that list. Okay, maybe something is missed, so don't worry about it. Okay. I prefer to use this link, which are dash SA, means they're all Sanskrit dictionaries. Okay, in Devanagari. SA means Devanagari. Okay. Now, having gone through this list, I have created groups. And I'm going to create a group for you and show you what is that group mean. Okay. So a dictionary can be part of multiple groups. What is a group? That means that you have a group of dictionary which are doing a specific purpose and you are interested in searching only in that group. So let me say I'm going to add a group. All the dictionaries which are related to a dhatu. Okay. Dhatu aspect, right? Which is the verbal aspect is what I want to look for. Okay. So this dhatu that I have, now, what is going to be in the dhatu? Of course, apte is going to be part of dhatu, but not that. I want dhatu pradipa. Okay, let's that be there. Then JNU Tinganta. JNU is a Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi. They have what is Tinganta forms. Okay, this is a very useful one. Tinganta. Okay, so take that. Then there is a Krudanta Rupamala. I'll teach you next week. I'll be introducing it to Krudanta. This Krudanta Rupamala is a very good primary derivations of all the roots, right? It's very useful. So I like to look into that. Kshira Tarangini and Madhavya Dhatu Vritti. So this is Madhavya Dhatu Vritti, right? Is a grammatical treatise on the various dhatus and their derivations. And Kshira Tarangini gives you the various aspects of every root that are there. There are these shades of aspects of root that will give you those. Madhavya Dhatu Vritti is very Panini oriented. Okay. So these are two of them. Then there is Dhatu Pata. This one is the first one I keep is Dhatu Pata. Dhatu Pata is a, right? Then after that, Kalpadruma sometimes is useful, but I don't think so. I need it while looking up in Dhatu. So while doing this, I found that all of these are the Dhatu aspects. These are nothing to do with Namas. Okay. They're only the Dhatu aspects. So I've created a group called Dhatu. Similarly, I've created a group called Panini. Panini contains Bala Manorama, Dhatu Pata. Right? Dhatu Pata, I always keep them because you want to look up a Dhatu, you can look up in anywhere. Okay. This Dhatu Pata is not required. So let's remove that. Bala Manorama is a commentary on Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. So then keep Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, Bala Manorama. Okay. And then the Siddhanta Kaumudi is not here. That is one more very wonderful commentary to have. But Kashika, Nyasa commentary on Kashika. So I usually have Kashika and Nyasa. Tattva Bodhini is also a commentary on Siddhanta Kaumudi. So we don't need that. Kshira Tarangini, we don't need that. Shabdasagara, we don't need here. And the declensions also are not required in Panini. So I'll remove them out. Okay, Krudanta Rupamala is good to have in the Panini because it's all Panini. If there are any more things which are Panini, I would put them here. Okay, Sanskrit, these are Sanskrit dictionaries. Okay, grammar dictionaries are specifically only to do to grammar. These are declensions of the nouns, and JNU Tinganta is the conjugation of the verbs. Okay. SA, Sanskrit. Don't worry about this. Okay, this is some temporary thing I had created. One is Dhatu. So having created these groups, you select from here which one you want in that group. And you can rearrange them up or down in the order that you're looking for. Okay. So let's say we did all that. And let's say we come up here and look for a Dhatu called Bhu. Okay. So this is Bhu Dhatu. So you found all these dictionaries which are going to be talking about Bhu Dhatu. Okay, now do I need to overwhelm myself with all these dictionaries? No, I want to look at Bhu Dhatu only in the Dhatus, the list of Dhatu dictionaries. Okay, I did not find it. That's because those are all Devanagari. Bhu. They found that in all the dictionaries, right? So let's see one by one what is all these dictionaries for Dhatus. So Dhatu Pata tells you in the Panini Dhatu Pata book, what is this Bhu Dhatu? So this is Bhu Dhatu in Vadigana. It's a set, means it will get a Nidagama. That is another beautiful thing, right? If you happen to click something and it goes somewhere you don't like it, just use this back arrow. It'll go back here. Right? And suppose you were looking at multiple words and then you look through this and then you look through this and you look through this. Then oh, you started with Bhu and let's say Bhu is not here. It keeps a history here. We can say, okay, go back to Bhu. Go back to Bhu. Okay, so that history is also very useful. The history of last few words that you have searched, everything that you search, it will maintain a history here. The Bhu is Bhuadigana, set is, it will get an Idagama, Parasmaipadi, Bhu Sattayam. Okay, Bhu Sattayam. Now, this is good. Now, you would say, okay, all is there. If you know, I wish I knew some English also. I mean, I wish it would give me some English meaning also, because all these are all these are Sanskrit meanings only. So you find that the I wish I was English meaning. So what you could do is that go back and edit your dictionaries, go to your groups, go to Dhatu, and say, okay, you know, give me apte also. Right? And sometimes apte will miss it. How about some Monier Williams also? Okay. Of course, I'm not adding a lot of them, I'm just adding these two for Dhatu. When I go to Bhu again and say, let's search on Bhu. Now he found it in Molnir Williams. He did not find it in Apte for some reason. Okay. That's fine. Let's say we do Bhu, right? We go to Dhatu Patna. We got this meaning. But look at Molnir Williams. It gives you so much wonderful details. Now, this details can be overwhelming initially. Okay. But you don't have to go through all the details initially. Just go one by one. What happens is that why it gives you all the details like this and it's not arranged is because what they do is that this software that actually creates this, it creates this information by scanning the actual physical dictionary. So it does a scanning and then does a OCR on it, which is optical character recognition, and then converts that from the scanned version to a text version. And that text version they convert into dictionary and put it here. That's why the contents of this will be very similar to how it will be in a dictionary. There's no beautification in this. Because dictionaries are not meant to be beautiful. Dictionaries are meant to be accurate, as well as dictionaries are meant to contain the required information. Let's see what information we gather from here. Okay. Bhuda, CL. Okay. There might be some meaning. I think if you look up Monier Williams' book itself, it will tell you meaning of some of these acronyms that it uses. One means first gana. Can you hear me? It says internet is unstable.
Yes, we can hear.
Okay. Is there a glossary of these dictionary names that you are selecting? Yes. Okay. This is not, somebody has put all of this together. And in this website, he's already telling you what is that dictionary means. Okay, Ram? Shiramji, can you hear me? Just trying to answer your question.
Yes, I was on mute. Yes, thank you.
So this somebody has put, I mean, here Swamiji has put all of this together, and you can actually see what those individual dictionaries mean. Okay, take a look at them. Okay. Both of the dictionaries, you can, as you start, the thing is that, you know, if you know what the dictionary contains, right, then by the time you already know what to look for. Okay.
Yes.
But if you don't know what the dictionary contains, what should I do? Then use the basic dictionaries like Apte and Monier Williams. Start with those only.
Thank you.
So now in the Monier, you're welcome. So this Monier Williams dictionary here, he says Dhatu. Dhatu. Right? Dhatu Pata, it says. And the Dhatu Pata, I1, means it is first gana, first Dhatu. Bhu happens to be the first gana, first Dhatu. Okay. So let's say if you were looking for a Dhatu called Chur. Okay. Churadi gana, it says CL10. Okay. So 10 is the 10th gana. Now it doesn't tell you what Dhatu Pata it is. Okay. Unfortunately. Let's say Tud. Tud, it says what? Tudati. Okay, Tudanti. PA1 and 2-6, right? This is Panini. Panini. Okay. Don't worry about PA1. A1 is A, and 2. And 2 is basically Dadna is Pani. Okay. This is Panini 617173. So there is one Sutra 61173, which we're talking about this Dhatu. So it is mentioned that there. Okay. Now let's go back to our Bhu Dhatu. So when I look at Bhu Dhatu, I found that it's in Dhatu Pata. I found it is in Monier Williams. And Monier says Bhavati. And rarely it will be Atmane Padam Bhavate also. So some usage rarely you might see Bhavate. Okay. And then perfect. PF is perfect tense. The lit lakara. Bhavuva. Okay. And then self person. Babu, right? Babu tha. Na babuva. I don't know what is that, okay? Babu vitha. And then bhui, babu yas. Babu Yar Babu too. Some formats is telling you. Aorist Abhut. I would not rely completely on this because some of these things, when they scan it, it might have errors. Okay, so let's skip Monier Williams. Right? But some of the meanings are given here. Bhudhatu means what? Bhudhatu means be, to become, arise, like Sambhabhuva, right? Swayambhu, you see Swayambhu, it arises on its own. Come into being, exist, be found, live, stay, abide, happen, occur, right? So all these meanings are available for this dhatu, okay? Let us look at something else. Then I found this GNU, that is Jawaharlal Nehru University, Tinganta. This is beautiful because it gives you all the forms. Lat lakara, parasmaipadi, bhavadigana, bhavati bhavataha, bhavanti, bhavasi bhavataha, bhavata, bhavami, bhavavaha, bhavamaha. But fortunately, you need to know that this is in this dhatu. This dhatu, bhudhatu is going to give you the form. Then you will be able to come here. But suppose you don't know the form. Let's say you have this form somewhere, you see a usage abhavat. Assuming you know your sandhi rules, you have broken down the sandhis and you type here abhavat. So abhavat actually searches to the GNU Tinganta. So that is why this Tinganta is very good university, good dictionary. Because this dictionary allows you to search for these conjugated forms also. Which is beautiful because once you get conjugated form, you know which dhatu it is coming from. Let's say I have a form called Bhavani. Okay, Bhavani is Bhudhatu and you can get Bhavani. You see that? Bhudhatu, low prakara, gets Bhavani. Okay, so that is a beautiful aspect here. Okay, now let's go back to Bhudhatu. So I'll just click here and go back to Bhudhatu. Right? So this is Dhatu Patha, Monier Williams. Tinganta will give you all the Tinganta forms for Bhudhatu. Lat, Rut, Ashirling, Lung, Lrung, right? All those aspects are covered. Let's see, you want to dig a little further deeper, right? Then you look at Dhatu Pradipa. Dhatu Pradipa gives you a lot of meanings in Sanskrit though. Okay. And it tells you various aspects of the Panini rules. So these are all Panini rules. So dhatu sanyayaha dhatu 3191 iti adhikare vartamane lat 3 to 123. Okay, so there will be errors like these. Okay, this is actually 3 to 123 iti lat pratyayaha sheshat kartari parasmay padam iti parasmay padam bhavati. So you get bhavati bhavataha bhavanti. He is giving you the complete derivation of the bhudhatu using Panini sutras. So that is beauty if you are doing Panini. Then look at the Madhavya Dhatu Vritti. It is again very similar. Madhavya Dhatu Vritti is one of the best books. Okay. For all the Panini rules, if you are going to study those, and all the forms and derivations of all the Dhatus as well as the Akhyata and Tinganta Shabdas, you see how elaborate it is for Bhudhatu. Okay. So this is if you are going to study Panini. Then Shira Tarangini is also another wonderful book, or rather a text on Dhatu, where you can get a lot of meanings which are not otherwise seen, and very specific aspects for Dhatu, which are not generic. Specific aspects for every Dhatu are given here. And finally, Krudanta Rupamala. Krudanta Rupamala is beautiful because in Krudanta Rupamala, it gives you the grammatical derivation of all the primary derived forms of the of every dhatu. This Krudanta Rupamala is also available in PDF format. If you want to download them, there are like 5 volumes of Krudanta Rupamala. But this is indispensable because it tells you that bhudhatu tattayam bhavati. This is the nichi bhav tangi bhavatehe shapi tatraiva. So basically he gives you all these forms and he says bhavita bhavitri bhavita bhavitri. Okay, then paribhavanti. You see these forms? So these various derivation of forms are given here. Okay, bhuyamanaha. This is shanach form. Okay, so if you happen to ever look into this, take a look at this Kridanta Rupamala. The book is of course very useful, right? But if you have already gone through the book and you know what the book gives you, this is a very quick reference to some of the things that you can easily search for. So that is the introduction to what the dhatus are. But let's say you are looking for some shabda, like let's say, why don't I just take up something, right? That Swamiji is doing right now. Yada panchavatishthante jnanani manasa. Okay, let's say you are doing this shloka. Okay, so I'm going to bring this a little bit here so you can see that dictionary. And zoom this a little bit so you can have an access to the words. Okay, so let's say you're looking up yada. Now, why would you know? You would know yada. Okay, but if you want to look at yada, okay, yada is an indeclinable, monier saliens, right? I'm looking up dhatu. Let's look up all the dictionaries. Because when you look up all the dictionaries, there are two very good dictionaries that are available here. One is Kalpadruma and the other is Vachaspatyam. This Kalpadruma and Vachaspatyam, they give you Sanskrit to Sanskrit meaning. Okay, yada, he gives you some aspect. He says, yasmin kale iti, in what time, in some time, in this time. Okay, yasmin, in that time period, yasmin kale, yada, yada, right? That is one usage. Kalpadruma is a Vachaspatyam. Vachaspatyam also gives you, how is yada derived? Okay, yad dhatu, yad pratipadikam, and it tells you it's an avyaya. This is an avyaya, yada is an avyaya, but it is derived from yad pratipadikam, and then it gets a pratyaya called dach pratyaya, yad plus dach, kale dach. Okay, it's also kale da. Okay, so that da is coming from 53150. This is the Panini Sutra that gives you 53150, is the one that is giving you da. Dach Pratyaya. So that is a beauty. If at all you are doing Panini and all that is useful. But even Yasmin Kale, that is a wonderful usage, okay, of the Yada. Then Yada, this also, look at the Apte, it's telling you Yada, Yad Kale Dach. Wonderful, it is also telling you, it's telling you it's indeclinable. Okay. Yada, when, at the time when, right? Yada, Yada, whenever. Yadaiva, Yadaiva, Tadaiva. At very time, as soon as. Okay. This is Monier Williams. Monier Williams also is wonderful. Yada. When, at what time, whenever, generally followed by the correct correlatives. Tada. Yada is always usually followed by tada or tataha or tarhi. Right. Those usages are also mentioned in Monier Williams. I would not rely only on one. Look at a couple of dictionaries and you'll get wonderful value out of those dictionaries. Okay. Then yada panchava tishtante. Okay. So panchava ava pancha ava tishtante. So ava is your dhatu. And tishtante. So let us see tishtante. Okay. Tishtante. So tishtante, we got something in this RV. Okay. This is padaswara. This is some dictionary. It is not very useful. Okay. Because tishtante is a arsha prayoga. You have to look for tishtanti. Tishtanti, you got it. Tishtanti is from shtha dhatu. It is a parasmaipadi. This is dhatu shtha. Okay, let's go to look at dhatu shtha. So what happened is that tishtante, I looked it up. I did not find it because that is an arsha prayoga. Now, how do you know it's arsha prayoga? Once you know the dhatus, you will know. So, tishtanti I know is a form that is available. So, tishtanti we got it. We know it's from dhatu shtha. So, we look for shtha. So, the shtha dhatu. Shtha dhatu is sometimes also stha. So stha dhatu in the dhatu pata, it's in vadi Parasmaipadi. You see that? Vadi, Parasmaipadi. So sometimes the shta and stha, it is interchangeable. But the shta dhatu, it is Parasmaipadi. Because it is Parasmaipadi, that tishtante is Arsha Prayoga. Okay, I came to know all that. But then pancha avatishtante. So pancha avatishtante. It can be panchav tishtante, atishtante, but there is no atishtante. It becomes pancha avatishtante. That means ava stha. Right? Or avastha is some dhatu, which can be avastha, which is same thing, which means to remain, to stay, to abide. Yada pancha avatishtante. Okay, you follow? That is how you would look up. Jnanani. Okay, let's look for jnanani. Of course, it's not there. Right? Because this is a noun that is declined. Declined noun you cannot search. But you need to know jnanam, jnane, jnanani. That's why vibhakti jnana is useful. Once you look up jnana, you can look up here and you'll find jnanani. Okay, now it can be prathama or dvitiya, bahuvachanam. Right? Which one is this? So that you'll have to figure out. That's why you learn a little bit of grammar also to figure that out. Manasa. Okay, so manasa, you don't have it, right? Manasa. You won't find it. Oh, you found it? I'm sorry. Manasa, this is not the manasa. This is something different. Okay, the manasa is actually the name of the daughter of Kashyapa. But here we know, because you're learning Vedanta, this manasa is manas, something to do with manas. Okay, so you type with mana. Okay, mana. Okay, manaha, manau, manaha. No, this doesn't look like it, right? So we know manas is sakaranta pratipadikam. So manas. Oh, there it is, manas. Which means the mind. And the declension will give you mana, manas, manasi, manausi. It's a neuter. Manaha, manasi, manamsi. Manasa. Oh, there you go. Manasa, manasa. Okay, saha. Saha. Saha means along with. Ate. Saha. It's an indeclinable. Saha means with, together, along with. Okay. Now, there are so many dictionaries, so many meanings. Which one should I look? That is where you have to study, right? If the dictionary could solve everything for us, what else do we need? Okay. I think we have, this is what my 15 minutes are over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Any questions? Sorry, I went on a rant there probably. But I got excited about explaining all these aspects. The recordings are available. Go back and listen to it.
It was good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Very good.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You're really
thank
good.
Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Any questions? Anybody in the ashram has any questions?
Thank you, Kalpeshji. I have one question. If yes, I please. Want to install as a beginner only one dictionary, which is the one I should get first?
Don't get because one. Get two of them. Get Apte Sanskrit and Monier Williams essay.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay. Thank so you. you could install all the dictionaries, and then you could go into edit dictionaries, go to dictionaries, and take whichever one you don't want and put it up here.
Okay.
So once you drag this and put it here, right, it won't show up there. So that way you won't get cluttered. I would start with only Monier Williams and Apte by BI or Apte Sanskrit, whichever ones you want to use.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's useful. This is very useful. And I was able to install it. I may have some questions about groups and other things, and I can talk to you later on when you're here. Thanks.
Yeah, you can explore them, right? Once you explore it, and then you can install it the way which is more convenient for you. Once you start exploring the dictionaries, right, unless you see value in a dictionary, you will not be wanting it. But if you disable all the dictionaries, you will not know that those dictionaries even exist. And then you won't look into those. So I would add all the dictionaries. I know Amma asked me a specific question, so I gave that answer. But if you, what I would do is I would add all the dictionaries.
I'm going to add all the dictionaries. Here, but, that's right. Sure. And then keep playing around with it, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, keep playing with around with it and see what values it. Try to read something that the other dictionaries provide. Like Amara is full dictionary. Saha, it tells you in Amarakosha that Saha, Avyaya is available in 344, right?
So the thing is, it is kind of like abbreviations. These abbreviations are something that you get used to, right? Somehow. Because they are not listed anywhere.
Yeah, you get used to it, or what you do is, you know, you search online for a Monier-Williams dictionary, right? And you will find some PDF of it. And then you go and look into that PDF in some of the early pages, the abbreviations would have been defined.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. The fact that I have not tried to look up its meaning means seldomly that you really need it. Because some of the abbreviations are obvious. Any other questions, online friends? Okay, Namo Namaha. No class tomorrow, okay? Next class on Wednesday.
Okay. I want to know something.
Yes, Amma. Actually, Arshavidya, you can disconnect, okay? Arshavidya group, you can disconnect. Okay, I'll let them disconnect whenever they are ready. You go ahead. You can ask your question, Sheetalji.
How to bring this found in dictionary on right side? I tried it, but I couldn't get the...
This one, you have to do the view. Okay, view, you can say... with whatever you want, dictionary bar, search pane, navigation, right? History.
Yes,
so that will give you.
I went through it, but I have only 3 or 4 options over there. But I can't go there. Anyway, I will try whatever it means.
Okay.
And for Windows 10, we have to go for 64-bit.
Yeah, I think go for that. Yeah, 64-bit is better.
Okay.
I'm assuming your computer is also 64-bit. Nowadays, nobody uses 32-bit.
Yeah.
64-bit is better.
Yes. Thank you so much.